CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 8th of June, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB releases a video to celebrate Volunteers Week. Get involved with the GR2HQ Contest Challenge. Join the RSGB regional team. As Volunteers Week comes to an end, the RSGB would like to thank its volunteers once more for all they do. As part of the week-long event, the Society released a video about the volunteer team at the RSGB National Radio Centre. These volunteers welcome over 80,000 visitors to the centre every year and share amateur radio with them. Watch the video to discover the variety of things that they do as well as what they enjoy most about their role. You'll find the video at rsgb.org/volunteers-week, and on that webpage you'll also be able to read about several volunteers in other RSGB roles. If you've been inspired by their stories and would like to give some time to support the RSGB and amateur radio, look at the vacancies on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/volunteers. The RSGB Contest Committee is looking forward to the IARU HF Championship Contest on the 12th and 13th of July. This is a great opportunity for both individuals and clubs to get involved. Join the contest, headquarters stations represent their countries, and the RSGB's station, GR2HQ, will be run by a network of about a dozen stations around the UK and islands. Building on the success of last year's GR2HQ challenge, the RSGB Contest Committee has made some changes to encourage individual stations to work the GR2HQ station on each band mode slot. Sharing your QSOs for scoring has also been made easier. The contest is open to both individuals and clubs, so why not encourage your club members to take part, whether they're regular contests or not. Last year, thanks in part to those entering the GR2HQ challenge, the RSGB Contest Committee improved its position from third to second, and would like to improve that result even further. Could you take part and make a difference? For the full rules, go to the GR2HQ Challenge page on the Contest Committee website via rsgbcc.org. The RSGB has several volunteer vacancies within the regional team. If you are passionate about the future of amateur radio and support the work of the Society, apply now. These rewarding roles are the opportunity to support fellow amateurs in your area. Vacancies include district representative positions in Staffordshire, Oxfordshire and Dorset. To view the full list of regional team volunteering vacancies, go to rsgb.org/volunteers. If you have questions about the district representative roles, contact the regional representative in that region, or you can contact Board Liaison Nathan Nuttall, 2M0OCC, for a chat via 2Mike0OscarCharlieCharlie at rsgb.org.uk. A special interactive spy event is taking place on Father's Day, Sunday the 15th of June, at the RSGB National Radio Centre. You'll have the opportunity to become a spy hunter and, using your special gadget, will be tasked with finding hidden transmitters located around Bletchley Park. you'll need to decode more signals and uncover the location of the secret spy base. 2 time slots are available, however spaces are limited to 12 groups for each. Secure your place and treat your dad, granddad, or a father figure to a fascinating day out by going to bletchleypark.org.uk and selecting the What's On option in the main menu. Activity is free to take part in, however entry to Bletchley Park is required. Don't forget that RSGB members get free access to the historic site as a membership benefit. Download your voucher via rsgb.org/bravopapavoucher. Bunkerfest 2025 is taking place on the 14th and 15th of June. This exciting international festival will bring together amateur radio operators from over 13 national Bunkers on the Air schemes. For rules and activation details, visit whiskey-whiskey-bravo-oscar-tango-alpha.org/bunkerfest25. The British Inland Waterways on the Air event will take place between Saturday the 23rd and Monday the 25th of August. The event is open to amateurs who use canals, towpaths, rivers, lakes or reservoirs for work or recreation. Registration for the event is now open. To sign up, visit Nunseal House Amateur Radio Group's website at novemberhotelalfaromeogolf.org.uk and follow the By Wota 2025 link. Are you called Nigel? If so, you can join other amateur Nigels who are making plans to operate a special event station and what is hoped to be the largest ever gathering of Nigels in the world. The event will run from the 20th to the 21st of September in Worcestershire. Details of how to get involved are on the GB1NN page at qrz.com. And now for details of rallies and events. Mendit's Radio Rally is taking place today at Farrington Gurney Memorial Hall, Church Lane, Farrington Gurney, BS39 6UA. The doors open at 9:30 a.m. and refreshments and free parking are available on site. For more details, contact Luke on 07870-168-197 or email luke@mymixradio.com. On Saturday, the 14th of June, Rochdale and District Amateur Radio Summer Rally will take place at St Vincent de Paul's Hall, Northern Rochdale, OL12 7QR. The doors open at 10 a.m. and entry costs £3. The usual traders and caterers will be on site and plenty of free parking will be available. For more information, contact Martin Shaw on 07587-709-006 or email rally.radars@hotmail.com. The East Suffolk Wireless Revival, also known as the Ipswich Radio Rally, is due to take place on Sunday the 15th of June at Curtin Recreation Ground, Back Road, Curtin, IP10 0PW. The doors open at 9:30 a.m. and the entry fee for visitors is £3. The venue has free car parking and visitors will be able to enjoy trade stands, car boot sale, bring and buy area and special interest groups. An HF station will be operating with the call sign GB4SWR. Catering and the RSGB bookstore will be available on site. For more details, contact Kevin G8MXV on 07710046846 and visit echosierrawhiskeyromeo.org.uk. Now the special event news. The ARI Fidenza Radio Club is operating today, the 8th, as India Yankee 4 Romeo X-Ray Oscar. The station is active to raise awareness of the historical value of Guglielmo Marconi's steam yacht Elettra. A number of important radio communications experiments were conducted on board the vessel. For more information, visit IY4RXO on QRZ.com. Members of the James Clark Maxwell Radio Society will be active with special call sign Golf Bravo 2 Juliet Charlie Mike from Parton Kirk near Castle Douglas in Dumfriesshire on the 14th and 15th of June. The station will be active to commemorate the birth of the Society's namesake. Operators will be waiting for your call on the 40 and 20 metre bands. For more information, visit the GB2JCM page at QRZ.com. Now the DX news. Martin, NW0BRO, is active again as Zulu Charlie 4 Gulf Whiskey from Decalia on Cyprus until tomorrow the 9th. He's operating using CW and some SSB on the 40 to 6 meter bands, QSL via M0URX's OQRS. Remo, HB9SHD, is active as Victor 51 / Hotel Bravo 9 Sierra Hotel Delta while touring Namibia until the 15th of June. He's using SSB and digital modes on the 40 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. Now the contest news. RSGB National Field Day started at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 7th and ends at 1500 UTC today, Sunday the 8th of June. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands, where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Today, the 8th, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 0900 to 1500 UTC, using all modes on the 23, 13 and 9 centimetre bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 10th, the RSGB 432 MHz FM Activity Contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC, using FM on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday the 10th, the RSGB 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 11th, the RSGB 432 MHz FTH activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday the 11th, the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. Also on Wednesday 11th, the RSGB 80-metre CW Club Championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using CW on the 80-metre band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Thursday the 12th, the RSGB 50 MHz UK Activity Contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The IARU ATV Contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 14th and ends at 1800 UTC on Sunday the 15th of June, using TV on the 70 centimeter band and up, the exchange's picture quality, serial number, 4-digit code and locator. On Sunday the 15th, the second 144 MHz Backpackers Contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC using all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Sunday the 15th, the Practical Wireless 2-meter QRP contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC using AM, FM, SSB and CW on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Note that 5 watts is the maximum power allowed in this contest. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 5th of June. Last week, HF propagation was heavily influenced by unsettled geomagnetic conditions, a combination of coronal mass ejections and a strong solar wind from a coronal hole. The original mass ejection, CME, followed a solar flare from Sunspot 4100 on the 31st of May at 0005 UTC. The explosion lasted more than 3 hours. Type 2 radio emissions from shockwaves within the CME cloud suggested it was travelling at 1,938 kilometres per second, or 4.3 million miles an hour. Eventually the BZ swung south. This meant that the interplanetary magnetic field more easily coupled with the Earth's magnetic field. The result was that the KP index got up to 7.67 on the 1st of June. The auroral effects were reported as being due to a co-rotating interaction region, or CIR, a region in space where fast and slow wind streams collide, creating a compressed area with enhanced plasma and magnetic fields. The KP index was 7 or more for 4 3-hour periods. This pushed the maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path below 14 MHz at times, which wasn't conducive to good DXing. On Thursday the 5th of June, it looked like we were past the worst and the KP index was back to a more reasonable 2.33. Meanwhile, the solar flux index declined from a recent high of 164 on the 31st of May to a low of 134 on the 5th of June. HF propagation was being driven by the geomagnetic conditions with a general lowering of the maximum usable frequency. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will start the week at around 155 and remain around 150. More worryingly, geomagnetic conditions are again predicted to be unsettled after this weekend, with a maximum KP index of 6 on the 13th of June. So, unsettled geomagnetic conditions plus the HF summer doldrums means that HFDX via F2 part layer propagation may be hard to find. So make the most of the 10-meter sporadic-y short skip openings instead. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week has offered an example of what a good sporadic-y season should look like. On Tuesday the 3rd of June in particular, the 6-meter band sounded like the 20-meter band, and at its peak, activity extended all the way up to the 2-meter band. This coming week has an unsettled flavour with several areas of low pressure and weather fronts involved, together with heavy showers in between. This means rain scatter will be a supported mode on the gigahertz bands. There's a slight hint of a slow improvement during the week, but not really any high pressure showing up until the right at the end of the coming week. So there's a chance of troppo propagation for the second 144 MHz backpackers contest on Sunday the 15th. Meteor scatter is always interesting in June, with 4 showers to play with during the month. The early ones are the Ariatids, which peaked on Saturday the 7th of June. Good news for the 50 MHz UK activity contest on Thursday the 12th. The Zeta Perseids peaks tomorrow, 9th of June, and there will be a couple of other showers later in the month. This is probably also why the sporadic-y prospects improve about now. Aurora has also been much in evidence recently. Despite the light summer evenings and short nights, the chances of radio aurora continue to be important, so monitor for high KP values, above about 5. The advice for some who have not yet worked sporadically is to check the 6-meter band around tea time. There are, of course, usually two primary periods when sporadic is more likely, one in the morning and the second in late afternoon and evening. A morning opening may repeat in the afternoon in similar locations, although usually the weather trigger may have moved a little in the meantime. Check the jet stream charts at propquest.co.uk by following the Sporadic E blog tab. The daily commentary will highlight the important directions each day. You can hopefully test out the system on Thursday the 12th of June in the 50 MHz UK activity contest. EME path losses were at their maximum with apogee when the moon is at its furthest from the Earth on Saturday the 7th of June. Declination reaches minimum on Wednesday the 11th, so moon windows are short and peak elevation low. 144 MHz sky noise peaks around the 11th and 12th of June. EME conditions were classed as poor this weekend and are classed as poor to moderate on the 14th and 15th of June. And that's all from the propagation team this week. So now we move to local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. This is meetings for the Bristol area and my coverage of South Wales. So, starting with the South West, Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20HJT. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m, talks start at 8 p.m. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club is meeting from 8 p.m. on Friday. South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is running an online foundation course license soon. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/SierraBravoAlfaRomeoCharlie25. Formbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Formbury. Western Super Mare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Super Mare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Now in South Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 20th of June at Hirwine YMCA Hall, CF44 9RB, from 6 p.m. Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondee Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at the Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society, on Friday, there's a meeting at Uswin High School, NP120NU. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the 1st and 3rd Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cumbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubiner Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Newport Amateur Radio Society, Thursday, sees a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad, Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays from 7 until 9 p.m. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rogerston from 7:30 p.m. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcon Magazine and the RSTP website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSTP retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. So, until next week, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.